And I have a question about the passage where when the sutra talks about the body of breath.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And there's a kind of two different views that seem to be rolled about it. One being that it's attending to the beginning, middle, and end of the breath, and then the entire length of breath coming in and going out.
Right.
And the other one, which is more of the Ajahn-Li approach, which is to pay attention to the entire body.
Right.
While the breath is being attended to.
Yeah.
And to me, that way seems to be, of course, obviously, rather than just preference.
Yeah.
But it seems to sort of exclude attention.
But I think those are there are different stages or at different times the breath is going to you can work with it in many different ways, so that the one is that the body of the breath is actually in reference to going back to the sutta. The body of the breath, kaya sankara, is in reference to that tranquilizing and settling, pasambayang. So that settling, tranquilizing, making calm and peaceful, the body of the breath is quote unquote. And then the previous instruction that the Buddha gives is experiencing the whole body, so that the pati sangvedi is experiencing, and then sambhagaya. So there are two different words that are used, and sometimes they get, you know, there's these raging controversies, but there are actually two different words that are used and two different stages of actual practice and how one holds the breath, so that that use of the experiencing the whole body I breathe in, experiencing the whole body I breathe out, can very literally be applied to the whole body, but then or paying attention to the the body as one is breathing in and breathing out, and so that there is this connection with the body, and then the kaya sankara is the body conditioner, or the body as a conditioned thing, so that calming and settling, you can be, to me, there's no reason why one can't be applying the perception of the body in different ways, so that it can be just the body of the breath, or it can be the body as we experience it, but as we're breathing in and breathing out, and then that aspect is one of calming and settling, so that taking that experience, one can keep refining it, and in a sense, as one's calming the whole body, the breath is going to start to calm itself, and then one can start to refine one's object of attention, so that it's just either paying attention to the sensation of the breath as it comes in from tip of the nose to the abdomen, or one can just be paying attention at one particular point and how one's experiencing the body of the breath. at that particular point. So I think there's a lot of flexibility how experiencing it and what one's directing one's attention towards. But I think the important thing is that those are two different, say, verbs. So one is the experiencing, so that one's exploring with mindfulness the sensations of the body in conjunction with the breath, the experience of the body in conjunction with the breath. And so that one is exploring with mindfulness and experiencing, getting a real clear familiarity with the breath and the body. And then the next verb, that pasambayang, is that calming, tranquilizing, settling aspect. So that one starts to clarify and make peaceful the experience of the whatever the mind can take interest in is what you can start, where is your starting point for settling and stilling. So that as one continues to work with that, the object can become increasingly refined or can be expanded out as is necessary, depending on what the, say, how settled or how scattered the mind is. So you've got, this is where that working with learning these tools and learning how to adapt the tools to the task at hand is important.